This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A couple of years ago, a group of businesses in a suburb of Cleveland, Ohio, decided to get in early on what could turn out to be our economic future. They started accepting Bitcoin, the digital currency. The response was huge at first. Customers flocked to what became known as Bitcoin Boulevard. But the hype, as so often happens, has faded. From WCPN in Cleveland, Elizabeth Miller has more.
Along a lane of small retail stores, restaurants, and bars, nine independent Cleveland Heights businesses banded together to form Bitcoin Boulevard in May 2014. But today, two of those businesses have closed, and one is not actively accepting Bitcoin. Mitchell's Fine Chocolates is one of the original nine businesses.
Good afternoon, sir. Two-pound box, all dark.
We offer 80 or 90 different kinds of assortments, both in dark and milk chocolates.
Owner Bill Mitchell says he started seeing a drop in Bitcoin payment when its value dwindled at the beginning of 2015.
Since the latter part of the winter of this year going through the end of October, it's been deader than a doornail.
He's not the only one seeing a drop in Bitcoin business. Sean Paul Salon says it's only had six Bitcoin transactions in the past 18 months. That's a lot less exciting than everyone had hoped. Again, Bill Mitchell.
I had a Korean television crew in here when the big splash occurred last spring. With an interpreter and the whole thing.
Here he is from that show.
최근 비트코인을 받기 시작했다.
As you know, I'm sure in Korea it's expensive to use credit cards.
Within 2 months of Bitcoin Boulevard's debut in May 2014, the currency was valued at more than $650. Now it's dropped to far less. The problem, according to Case Western Reserve University banking professor William Monick, is Bitcoin's instability.
My Bitcoin is worth X at 9 o'clock, and it's worth X minus 1 or plus 1 at 9:01. How do you get over that? You know, the money in your wallet or your credit card is stable.
Monick says Bitcoin is appealing because it charges no transaction fees to merchants. Some credit cards have transaction fees between 2 and 4%. With Bitcoin, transaction fees are decided by the merchant and the customer, and sometimes they decide to complete the transaction without a fee. Rebecca Grinham is a Cleveland Heights native who shops at Bitcoin Boulevard's Revive, a fair trade boutique. She uses Bitcoin because it's independent of credit card fees.
All of my money was going directly to the business owner, therefore going directly to my local economy and benefiting my community.
Grinham hasn't used Bitcoin since 2014 due to the price drop. But even at a lower price, Bitcoin still has its supporters among business owners and customers. Emily Satin is the manager of a free trade shop called Revive. She says Bitcoin usage brought welcome attention to the city.
We had great response, a lot of questions also, which was great to open dialogue and to learn a little more about what this digital currency is.
Organizers of Bitcoin Boulevard say the next step is to work with state legislators to modify Ohio liquor laws so Bitcoin can be used to purchase alcohol. In Cleveland, I'm Elizabeth Miller for Marketplace.